is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia resumed its assault on the last Ukrainian defenders holed up in a giant steelworks in Mariupol, a Ukrainian official said Saturday, days after Moscow declared victory in the southern port city and said its forces did not need to take the factory. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The move was an attempt by Russian forces to eliminate the last pocket of resistance in the strategic southeastern city. Ukrainian presidential adviser Oleksiy Arestovych said despite the attack, the Ukrainian forces at the plant are putting up a fight. Our defenders are holding on, and despite a very difficult situation, are managing to counterattack. Ukrainian officials have estimated that about 2,000 of their troops are inside the plant, along with around 1,000 civilians sheltering the facility's underground tunnels. I'm Karen Chamas.
Moscow has denied targeting civilians. Ukraine and its Western allies called the invasion an unjustified war of aggression. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday he wants the United States to agree to be one of its security guarantors to protect it from future threats. Speaking at a news conference in Kyiv ahead of a visit by senior U.S. officials Sunday, Zelensky said he expected concrete results, including an agreement to provide more weapons. He also said he expected the United States to speak with Germany about providing Ukraine with weapons. Saturday, the governor of Luhansk said Ukrainian forces were pulling back from some settlements to new defensive lines to preserve their units in the face of an intensifying barrage on all cities in the region. Russia's current offensive is focused on the Donbas, where Moscow-based separatists have for years held parts of its constituent Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Russian forces made no major gains in the last 24 hours. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron is in pole position to win re-election Sunday in France's presidential runoff, yet his lead over far-right rival Marine Le Pen depends on one major uncertainty: voters who decide to stay home. A victory in Sunday's runoff vote would make Macron the first French president in 20 years to win a second term. All recent opinion polls converge toward a victory for the 44-year-old pro-European centrist, yet the margin over his nationalist rival appears uncertain. France's April 10th first-round vote eliminated 10 other presidential candidates. Who becomes France's next leader will largely depend on what voters who backed those losing candidates decide to do Sunday. Israel says it will close its crossing to thousands of Gaza workers after a series of rockets were fired from the territory ruled by the militant Hamas group in recent days. The rocket fire came amid near daily clashes between Palestinians and Israeli police at a Flashpoint Jerusalem holy site over the past week. COVID-19 was the third leading cause of death in the United States for the second year in a row in 2021, with death rates rising for most age groups, a government study is showing. COVID-19 was the underlying or contributing cause of 460,513 deaths in the U.S. last year, a nearly 20% jump compared to 2020. This according to the study by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Rio de Janeiro's flamboyant carnival celebration is back after the pandemic halted the dazzling displays. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The sound of drums and music filled the Samba Drome Friday night, where tens of thousands came out to watch Rio's top samba schools perform in the weekend-long competition. The venue has been home to the parade since the 1980s and is a symbol of Brazil's carnival festivities. São Paulo also kicked off its carnival parade Friday evening. Both cities' celebrations usually take place in February or March, but they were postponed until now due to COVID concerns. I'm Julie Walker.
And recapping our top story, Russia resumed its assault on the last Ukrainian defenders holed up in a giant steelworks in Mariupol, a Ukrainian official said Saturday, days after Moscow declared victory in the southern port city and said its forces did not need to take the factory. Moscow has denied targeting civilians. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday he wants the United States to agree to be one of its security guarantors to protect it from future threats. He also said he expected the United States to speak with Germany about providing Ukraine with weapons. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.